Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality. While listening, you'll be exposed to inspiring, empowering, and unifying perspectives that I'm highly confident will yield stellar results in your life if you opt to try them on for size. Also, at optimistic.tv, we have officially begun releasing the first few episodes of our new late-night style, consciousness-elevating video variety talk show, Optimistic, which features live visionary art, soul share interviews, retreat guests here at the Mystic Manor, as well as live musical performances. I'm also super excited to announce that we are currently making plans to release the rest of season one on my personal favorite online streaming service. So stay tuned to optimistic.tv to follow the unfolding development of this exciting Optimistic expansion, as we'll be posting more info and release dates there soon. And in the meantime, be sure to check out, of course, the first few episodes at optimistic.tv as well.
All right, all you positive heads, welcome. Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining me today. You know, today I thought we could talk about moving to the new earth because it has been the topic or one of the topics of conversation in a lot of the sessions, the QHHT sessions I've been doing lately. And so let's talk about it. We haven't talked about it. We talk about it all the time, right? But I don't think we've done a show about just that in a little while. And so here we go. So, you know, what is this moving to the new earth thing all about? And a lot of people like to put it in one word, and that word is a quickening, meaning that we're going through a time where our energies are quickening, we're speeding up a bit. It's kind of like we've been on a wheel and that wheel goes at a certain speed, and now that wheel is speeding up. And it's also similar to turning our radio frequency dial up to a different station. And so in order to move to this new earth, we need to turn our frequency up. We need to raise our vibrations. And that seems like it's a little tougher to do right now in the current world situation, but it only seems that way. And I think it's a beautiful challenge for us to be able to see this love, all the love in this situation, and raise our vibrations during it, because we have the ability to raise our vibrations faster by going through challenges and by handling those challenges in the most loving, acceptable, and understanding way. And that's really how we evolve, how we learn. We don't get very far when the road is nice and easy. We just kind of copacetically go along, and we don't make any choices because it's easy and we don't learn anything. But when things get hard, that's when we learn. That's when we learn the good lessons. That's when we have the experiences that we can then use to help others, which is one of the main reasons why we go through all the experiences in life that we go through anyway. All the experiences that we go through, we're all just helping one another understand. We're all just little creators experiencing for the creator. And since we are all little creators, we get to decide. We get to decide what kind of world we want to live in, and we also get to decide what our vibration is on a daily basis. Every day, we have the opportunity to wake up and create a new day. With each new dawn is a new opportunity. and you can use that new opportunity to set the best intentions, to live in a higher vibrational state, by changing your mind, by shifting your perspective. Did you know that the power and potential of all things lies within your imagination, in your mind, in the power of your mind? If you can imagine it, you can create it. And it really is that simple. One of the ways that we raise our vibration is by following our passions, by following what our inner being wants us to do. And there's so many of us that don't do what our inner being is calling us to do for one reason or another. And we might even have an internal dialogue with ourselves that says something like, well, I'd really love to be doing XYZ, but I can't because this reason or that reason or blah, blah, blah. So we can reframe that entire conversation in our minds. And instead, we stop before we say but and say, I would really love to be doing XYZ. And stop there. And then reframe that. And see yourself doing just that thing. And feel what it feels like to be doing that thing. And then, now that you see it and you feel it, now you can reframe that thought in your mind to, I can see myself doing XYZ and it feels amazing. And just by using your imagination, by imagining that scenario in your mind and feeling it, you begin to create it. But if you put the but afterwards, you're going to negate what you're creating. And there doesn't have to be any buts. We have infinite possibility at our fingertips. We just have to decide and know that it's out there. And it's out there as long as we can imagine it. And really, it is that simple. You know what I was thinking about today? There are so many of us who are not following our passions because either there's not an audience for it, or we think maybe nobody likes what we're doing, and so why do it? And then I thought, you know, what if, like, Van Gogh was like, yeah, I'm not going to paint anymore. What if Picasso was like, yeah, I'm over this. I'm not going to do it because nobody likes them. Nobody likes my paintings. No one's paying attention. And so many artists, their work comes so long before it's time, before the people are really ready for it. And thank God they followed their passions and put it out there anyway, because it's what they love to do, because they just loved it and they had to do it because it was their calling without any expectation of return. Well, maybe they were hoping for some, but it came way later in life for some artists, and that's very typical. Because the world's just not quite ready yet. And that's okay. The world does not need to be ready for you to be ready. If you're ready, then you're ready. And you do you without any expectation of return. You just do you. And that's where the magic is, just by being.
Before we continue on with today's episode, I'd like to take a quick moment to tell you about our sponsor, Curable. Curable is an app that takes a different approach to helping people manage and alleviate their chronic pain. I know it's been hard to watch my own father, who I've always viewed as indestructible, become increasingly limited in his movements due to chronic knee pain and having to deal with the frustration of not knowing how to treat it effectively. Fortunately, modern neuroscience is illuminating more and more how chronic pain develops and worsens. Studies show that the brain and central nervous system play a much more significant role in chronic pain than we once thought, and by retraining the brain to process pain differently, we can reduce symptoms and gain more control. So, if you're struggling with chronic pain, the Curable app can help you get your life back by guiding you through science-backed techniques designed to help you overcome fear of movement, symptoms, and never getting better. It also offers strategies that can help retrain your brain's response to pain and, in many cases, reduce the intensity and frequency of symptoms. Curable offers both a free and paid version of the app. If you use our link to sign up and get started with the free version, you'll get 50% off if you ever decide to upgrade to a subscription. Just go to getcurable.com/positivehead to set up your free account. That's spelled GETCURABLE.com/positivehead.
And speaking of magic, and another person who I can think of that this scenario happened to is Dolores Cannon. Her work was well before its time. She tried for years, I think even almost a decade, to get her first books published. And every publisher told her, sorry, the world's not quite ready for this yet. And so, you know what she wound up doing? She started her own publishing company. Because she's a genius and she is just a magical human being, and she imagined it, and so she created it. And that was that. And now Dolores Cannon is a household name in our community, or should be, I say, if you're following this journey. She's definitely a go-to teacher. You can really learn a lot from her work. And what if, oh my goodness, kind of want to cry. What if she gave up? What if she was like allowing her fear to rule her and allowing that those no's to bring her down? What if she didn't do it? Where would we all be right now? I'm sure there would be, and there are, other people who have done similar work, but not quite like her. And that's the thing. No one is going to do the work that you are going to do just like you're going to do it. Somebody might be doing something similar, but no one's doing it like you're doing it. Nobody is you. Nobody can give the world what you can give them. And you came here to give the world just that. Every single one of you listening has a purpose and a mission in this life, and that is to follow your passions. You know what they are deep inside. You came here to do that. So do it. Be it. Now is the time. Now is the time, because we are going through this quickening. And if we want to move, we got to follow our inner being. We got to follow our heart. We got to listen to what our heart wants. And we got to let go of the fear. All of it. Because if there's one thing that every single client in a QHHT session tells me when we get to their higher self, this always comes up because everybody has fears. And I usually ask a question that's similar to, well, is there any reason for them to fear? And the answer is, of course not. Why would they have anything to fear? It's just an illusion. That comes out in every single session, that there is never anything to fear, ever. We are always held. We are always protected. We are always being guided. We are never alone. And nothing ever happens in our experience that's not supposed to, and that's not there for our growth and for our soul's evolvement. Nothing happens that's not supposed to. And also, there is not a single thing that happens in our life that we cannot handle. So if you were handed it, it means you can handle it. You can. You can, because you are experiencing it. So you can handle it. And when you can let go of the fears and the buts and the why nots and the I'm not good enoughs, then you can handle it easier. And then you can learn from it because you understand. And you can use it for your own soul's evolutionary growth, because that's the whole point. The whole point is to gain the wisdom and then hopefully to help others with what we have learned, because we are all in this together. We're all walking each other home. There is not a single one of us that is not connected on this journey. All of us are in this together, and every single one of us that raises our vibration is helping the whole. And every single one of us that follows our passions is going to help another person. if you help just one, you're helping the whole. And just by following your passions, you help another person by inevitably inspiring somebody else to do the same. Because sometimes we're just teetering on that edge and we're not quite sure. And we just need that little push of, you'll be all right. Just take that step. You're guided. There's a step there and you will tread easily. You gotta take the step. And in order to move to this new earth, we gotta take these steps. These steps that walk us in the direction towards love and away from fear. There's only these two emotions, right? All the other ones kind of can break down into the subcategories of these two main ones. Joy, love, passion. That's the road we're walking down. We can leave all the fear and the guilt and the judgment behind us. It's not necessary anymore. It was there to teach us a lesson, and we can sit with it. We can understand it. We can learn from it. And we can move on, because we can't take the shit with us. We have to be light. We got to leave all our baggage at this door. All of it. And that feels really freeing and really good, doesn't it? What do we need it for? Not after we learn from it. We don't need it. So, if anyone is carrying any baggage, take it out, look at it, sit with it, understand it, learn from it as best you can so you can leave it behind. There's no need to bring it with you to this beautiful new earth, which, by the way, is just in its essence a more loving, more accepting place. And you have to do the work in order to get to this place. And in this place, we will be more understanding. We will be more compassionate. We will have more clear intentions. We will be more telepathic. We will live more in accordance with nature and in harmony with the earth and with each other. We will understand that we are one, that we are connected, and we will live from our heart centers. And we're already doing this now. We're just kind of teetering back and forth in between old and new earths. But if you can see, we are quickening. And this new earth is gradually getting more and more solid in terms of our reality. And we get to go there when we raise our vibrations and leave our baggage behind. Leave that fear and move into all the love and compassion and gratitude and glory that is awaiting for us. And we get to do this together by following our hearts, by following our passions, by using the power of our mind and our imagination. We are the creators, and we got this. We can do this. We are doing this together. I want you all to close your eyes for a moment and envision our network, our web of connectedness all around the globe. All of us lighting up like little fireflies, and we can connect our hands. And together, this power is so immense. Can you feel the power that we have together? We pour all this intense love and intention into our existence every day. Every day we can hold hands and get together and set this intention of love and compassion and gratitude for ourselves and for the entire planet. It's been a theme lately in my sessions that the grid workers are coming together and lighting it up quite a bit. And so let's all play our part and contribute to that. Every little bit. Everything is energy. Everything is intention. And so we can do this together. I love you all so, so, so much. I'm going to leave you with the song for today. This is Ziggy Marley, Higher Vibration. Until next time, I love you all.
Take it.